Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. From Boston to Austin, inventor, entrepreneur, and venture capitalist Bob Metcalf is leaving the hub for a teaching and research job at the University of Texas. It's a blow to the local tech sector to lose the influential pioneer, and it's a blow to lose him to Texas, considering that Bostonians already suffer from an inferiority complex towards California's Silicon Valley. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch is producing a story on Bob Metcalf for Morning Edition tomorrow, but he's here with us now. Hey there, Kurt.
Hi, Meghna.
So for those who don't know, Bob Metcalf?
Yeah. So you know that cable at the back of your computer that looks like a big phone plug? That's the Ethernet cable. He invented the Ethernet. He started this company, 3Com, that you've probably heard of, out of his apartment in Palo Alto. But in the later stage of his career, he's been here in Boston. He's been kind of this, I want to say, sort of grandfather mentor figure to a lot of young entrepreneurs. He's sort of in the middle of a lot of things. He's a venture capitalist, but now we're losing him to Austin, which some people in the sector feel is a little bit of a snub. But here's what he has to say about leaving.
I lived in Silicon Valley for 22 years and came here and was expected to become a partisan of the Boston area against Silicon Valley, which I found very hard to do. Going to Austin, I think of it as abandoning Boston because I never really felt I was on the side of Boston or on the side of Silicon Valley. I'm sort of looking out for the health of our companies more than where they are.
So he wasn't on the side of Silicon Valley on the West Coast, nor on Boston on the East Coast. So he's choosing Texas right down the middle of the country. He's been all over the place. Why is it that he's a big deal? It's a big deal that he won't be here.
Well, I mean, this is a guy who has a law named after him, Metcalf's Law. So, I mean, he's had enough success that, you know, he could just be comfortable at this stage of the career. But he loves the entrepreneurial ecology. He's sort of everywhere, and he will be missed.
So meaning that he doesn't feel that there's a very healthy entrepreneurial ecology here in Boston now?
Well, I think he does. But he's not necessarily the type of guy who worries about, you know, economic development and creating this. He just likes being a part of it. And so he's sort of everywhere. He helps companies get off the ground. He's on the board of several. He's been the CEO of others. But it's really about doing what he likes. And, of course, that means he may want to pick up and go elsewhere to the next challenge.
So, Kurt, I mean, there are other examples of tech startups or major technological innovation coming from Boston and then moving away, and one that comes to a lot of people's mind is Facebook. And as you mentioned, Bob Metcalf turned that paradigm on its head because he actually moved back here.
Right. Right, which was a big victory, right, to get somebody from Silicon Valley, a big player, and sort of come back to the hub. He had actually started out here at MIT and Harvard. And ironically, it was a seminar at MIT that got him into the idea of actually starting his own company and not working for Xerox where he was. So it was kind of a win to get him back here. You know, I talked about some of the things he's done. And I think that's why he will sort of be missed, because he's going elsewhere.
Okay, so he may be missed, but maybe not by everybody, because we've also got with us in the studio Scott Kersner. He writes about innovation for the Boston Globe. And Scott says that Boston has no reason to feel inferior just because the grandfather of the tech sector, Bob Metcalf, may be leaving. And Scott's with us now. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, thanks a lot, Meghna.
So you're really familiar with the work of Bob Metcalf, Scott. I mean, do you really feel like, are you crying big tears for his departure to Austin?
Well, I'll miss him. I mean, I think like a lot of people in Boston, I didn't know who he was. I looked back in 1998, the editor of Wired asked me to profile Bob Metcalf, and I'd been living in Boston for a decade or so, hadn't met him, didn't know him at that point. So I think it's, you know, it's totally acceptable that he's not on people's radar screen if you're outside of the tech and venture capital community. you know, he hasn't been, he spent about the last decade as a venture capitalist investing in a lot of like clean tech and energy companies, some wireless networking companies. He didn't have a great track record as a VC. He didn't set the world on fire and, you know, put money into a lot of companies that went public or got sold. In fact, he had two really big failures in the last couple of years. So I'm not saying good riddance to him. He's a big part here, but yeah, I'm not. I don't think it's the end of the Boston tech sector.
But let me ask you about that, because Kurt mentioned the word ecology, the entrepreneurial ecology here. And I understand that Bob Metcalf was kind of central to that, that he'd have like salons in his house bringing together investors and startup folks and just really kind of encouraging and nurturing that environment. Is that a loss, or there's other things similar going on in Boston?
No, I think, you know, it is a little bit of a loss. He has this beautiful four-story townhouse on Beacon Street, and, you know, for an MIT undergrad to come there for a party, you know, you'd be in awe of, you know, meeting these technology entrepreneurs and investors. And so that really was great. Mm-hmm. He was very much a pro-MIT guy. And to be honest, there are a lot of other people supporting entrepreneurship out of MIT. If anything, you know, it's like we need more pro Boston College or Boston University or pro Northeastern people to say, hey, what about those students starting companies like Facebook? So I don't think there's going to be, I'll miss him. I don't think there'll be a huge vacuum. And yeah, we do need more of those kind of like conveners, party throwers, people that just kind of, you know, make this kind of interdisciplinary interaction happen.
And Scott, let me ask you, and Kurt, chime in too, if you'd like. I mean, even though Bob Metcalf is but one person leaving, we've done a bunch of stories about the tech environment here, the startup environment in particular, here in Boston on Radio Boston. And anecdotally, it does kind of feel like there's something of a brain drain going on. You know, like people saying there isn't enough venture capital money being invested in the area. Other people saying that just it's great to be physically located in Silicon Valley where everybody is just, you know, startup crazed. Does that anecdotal sense bear out to you in reality?
When you look at a particular narrow slice of companies, which is kind of internet and social media and maybe mobile companies, you know, Silicon Valley is such a center of gravity. I think if you look outside of those industries and you look at energy and clean tech and next generation batteries for our laptops and our cars, and you look at biotech, you know, Boston's doing really well. And you actually have a lot of companies and entrepreneurs moving here from other places or setting up offices here because they want to be part of that milieu.
Yeah, I think I'd add there that, you know, one of the reasons Bob Metcalf says he's going to Texas is because he's been into the green energy space, and he thinks that Texas, with its sort of experience with petroleum energy, doing energy at scale, which is sort of the big challenge for that industry, that's a place, you know, that where it needs to, you know, that's a place where things are going to, you know, that's a place that is really going to help this industry get to where it needs to be. And you talked about some of the other universities that could use more help along these lines. Well, that's one of the things he's supposed to be doing at the University of Texas. So I guess the note is that it's not going to like kill the sector here to lose him, but it also is a little bit of a warning that other places get it. Texas gets it. There's going to be more competition elsewhere, and we have to keep working on creating the industry that we want here.
And Scott, I don't want to end on a down note. So there are some exciting things that Massachusetts residents could get up about in terms of what's going on here in technology. Give us one of your favorite new things.
Well, you know, last week at the Consumer Electronics Show, the whole world descended on Las Vegas to see what's new in electronics. And iRobot, the company, publicly traded company up in Burlington, I think, showed a video conferencing robot that lets you kind of, if you imagine merging Skype and a robot with wheels that can move around, so your kind of telepresence can be in different places. You don't have to be stuck on a computer screen.
I can only imagine what the SNL parody of that would be.
Yeah, there's going to be a commercial coming up, I'm sure.
Scott Kersner, he is the innovation economy columnist for the Boston Globe. Thank you so much for being back with us on Radio Boston.
Thanks a lot.
And Kurt Nikisch, WBUR's business and technology reporter. Thank you so much as well.
You got it.